Throughout the day, the Confederate offensive became uncoordinated, improvised, and lacked the good generalship Lee had displayed so far. Waves of attacks and counterattacks flowed across the fields of battle, with Lee's men having to fall back each time their assault was on the cusp of success. Pale and careworn, with dark lines under his eyes from another night of little sleep, Meade spent practically the entire day in the saddle, riding from one point to another on adrenaline, coolly, skillfully, and decisively moving troops to the right spots to plug holes or reinforce weakened defenses. Unlike McClellan, who kept to his rear headquarters, Meade fearlessly ventured close enough to the fighting that his horse, Old Baldy, was wounded at one point. His troops, too busy to cheer him when he passed by, for the most part held firm their lines. The fighting, in places given macabre names like Devil's Den and the Slaughter Pen, at times became so intense Union artillerymen fended off rebel advances using handspikes, rammers, pistols, and even stones, Meade recalled in his memoirs. The savagery reminded Sharp of a line from Wellington at Waterloo. "Hard pounding this, gentlemen, but we will pound the longest." Sharp, Babcock, and McEntee began the day expecting that being so close to the enemy would enable them to fill in all the blank spots in their records on Lee's army. Recently added regiments would be identified, their assignments to brigades verified. This was more than a bookkeeping exercise. If they could identify an enemy regiment at a particular front, Sharp's team could identify the division, even the entire corps the Union soldiers faced. That was important information for Meade as he darted from one position to another that day, especially when it was combined with the reports Signal Corps observers posted around the battlefield messaged to headquarters on enemy movements. At 8 a.m., Sharp scribbled a short note to Butterfield with the latest count of prisoners picked up that morning, along with their regiments identified. The interrogations also produced a significant piece of intelligence that would become even more important as the day wore on. "All prisoners now agree that their whole army is here," Sharp informed Butterfield, "that A.P. Hill and Longstreet forces were badly hurt yesterday, and that several general officers are injured.